In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Sometimes clergy need help finding a new way to consider scriptures. We often can turn to our fellow clergy willing to share their insights. Needing a fresh approach for today's gospel, I've turned to Kristen Whiteside, who's senior pastor at First Baptist Church at Winchester, to help me with my thoughts on the gospel. That reminded me of people that I knew in my life and times when we are stooped down and cannot as well, times when we feel pushed aside by others. So I'll begin with a story. When I was a kid, we had an organist in our church named Daisy Richwalski. She was well into her 70s playing the organ at church. She also gave me my first church solo when I sang "Were You There When They Crucified My Lord?" and I was in fifth grade. I remember how Daisy would walk way bent over. It would take her a long time to get up the stairs into the organ loft. She couldn't stand up straight, probably due to age-related osteoporosis. Come to think of it, many people I remember, older women, had this condition when I was a kid. I remember I was a very short child, so Daisy, even bent over, was able to see my face, which wasn't possible with many people. And we became friends. I always felt bad that she went through life bent over and couldn't see the normal things that most people could see when you walk straight and erect. My boss for 20 years in D.C. also had an injury from a high school football, having severely bent him over, looking much the same as Daisy did. I think it was in my early relationship with Daisy and my boss that taught me as a chaplain in a retirement community to always place myself in a position where residents could see me, getting down on the ground near them, crouching by their wheelchairs so they didn't have to strain to see my face. The woman in our gospel knew what it felt like to view the world, looking down at the ground much of the time. Whether it began as a physical ailment or not, her condition took on a spiritual component as she was bent further and further in on herself from year to year by what the gospel calls a spirit of infirmity. Over time, the woman became accustomed to her shuttered view of the ground. I imagine people beginning to speak to each other across her back, as I sometimes saw staff do in the nursing home. She could feel herself begin to fade into the background. No one looked her in the eye anymore or stooped down to speak to her face to face. For 18 years, this woman was unable to stand up straight. She was unable to see the world clearly, having to turn her head from side to side to catch glimpses of her surroundings or the people near her. After 18 years, I would imagine she believed nothing could ever possibly change. And so, when the woman entered the synagogue that day, it wasn't any different than any other day. She shuffled in as she always did, her limited view to the top of her own feet and the floor in front of her. The crowds pushed against her hips and shoulders as if they didn't know she was there, jockeying for a better view of Jesus. The woman accepted the fact that she was pushed back against the wall, knowing she probably wouldn't be able to see Jesus anyhow. But even though the woman couldn't see him, Jesus saw the bent over woman. Jesus saw her and called her over. Slowly she shuffled up front. The crowds began to part and make their way for her. Some of the people noticed her presence for the first time. The woman's cheeks began to heat as she felt the eyes of the crowd on her, but she continued to make her way toward the voice that called to her. "Woman," Jesus said, "you are set free from your ailment." And grasping her by the shoulders, Jesus began to push her up, looking at his feet, then his knees, then his torso. Finally, the woman was able to look Jesus straight in the eye. The first face she probably saw clearly in years was the face of Jesus. And when she saw him, she began to praise God. She moved her hands up and down until they were thrown over her head, and she tilted her head back, her spine fully unfurled. Alleluia! Praise God! She cried. Tears beginning to course down her cheeks. She had been set free indeed. And the energy, I believe, might have been contagious, and soon the room was erupting in praise. But not everyone was happy. The leader of the synagogue also raised his hands and began waving his arms and shouting, "Stop, stop, no, not here, not today. Today is the Sabbath. If you want to be healed, come back on a different day. Don't you know the rules?" You see, the synagogue leader knew his scripture well. He knew that in Exodus, the Sabbath law was given to God's people. They were told to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. For just as God rested on the seventh day after creating the world, God's people were also called to rest. The synagogue leader knew what was at stake here. After all, if people began making exception to the rules, then at some point, no one would follow them at all. The Ten Commandments could become the Ten Suggestions, and then what would the people be left with? They might find another way to have a relationship with God, and they wouldn't need their synagogue anymore. So the synagogue leader grabs for the rules and holds on for dear life. Nothing could change his mind. After all, the woman's ailment wasn't life-threatening. She had been like that for 18 years. Why not wait a day? For I suppose liberation and freedom, healing and hope can sound like a luxury to those who are not suffering. Maybe someone's liberation can even feel like a threat to those who already know what it feels like to be free. Why make such a big fuss? We sometimes say, is it really that important? This sort of healing can wait. This sort of justice is not that urgent. It's been this way for so long, we're not in a rush. But Jesus knows the rules too, and has no patience for those who use part of Scripture to maintain their own control. And so, like a good rabbi, he argues with the leader and begins to teach and reinterpret the scriptures. "You are correct," Jesus seems to say, "for in Exodus, the law is very clear. God's people do not work on the Sabbath, because even God took a day off. But what about Deuteronomy?" he prods. "Remember when the law is recorded there." In Deuteronomy, the Sabbath is explained differently. It isn't tied to the 7 days. Instead, as Jesus says, Deuteronomy, God's people are told to keep the Sabbath because they once were slaves, tied down, bent over, their view of the world shuttered by oppression. How would they keep the Sabbath and they would extend its rest and restoration to everyone around them because they knew what it meant to be free? For Jesus, there is no better day for liberation than the Sabbath. There is no better time for healing than now. There are moments in our lives when we realize too, like the bent over woman or the synagogue leader, we have been seeing things only in part. Maybe a spirit of infirmity has kept us stooped over, our eyes trained on the ground in front of us. Maybe we've become accustomed to letting people speak across our backs or push us into corners. Maybe we know what it is like not to have people speak to us face to face or look us fully in the eye. When that is our story, Jesus comes, like he came to the bent over woman, to bring healing and freedom from things that have kept us pushed down or shoved aside. Jesus helps us stand up straight once again. At other times, however, we are more like the synagogue leader, unwilling to allow our vision to be expanded by other voices or other experiences. We cling tightly to our own truth, choosing to see the world only through our own particular lens. We end up holding too tightly onto the wrong thing and missing God's Holy Spirit at work in our midst. And when that becomes our story, Jesus comes to us as well, bringing new truth and new understanding, prodding us to see our world through new eyes. For you see, even when we can't see things clearly, Jesus sees us. He sees us for who we are, and he comes to release us from the bondage we experience. The things that tie us down and hold us down, the way of our vision has become shuttered and impeded. He comes to us even when our limits have been self-imposed. Today, August 25th, 2019, marks the 400th anniversary of the arrival of Africans as slaves in the Virginia colony. 20 slaves disembarked that boat that day to work in plantations, sugarcane plantations in Louisiana. Around 3 p.m. on August 25th, 1619, they disembarked in shackles at Point Comfort, Virginia, renamed Fort Monroe. I can imagine they were bent over from the long sea voyage to a place they never imagined. So at 3 p.m. today, the National Park Service is inviting churches across the country to ring its bells to remember this pivotal moment in history, which we will do here at St. Peter's. It was the start of treating human beings in our country as part of commerce and forgetting their fundamental dignity as persons created in God's image. Slaves and nearly every new immigrant group coming to our shores began as commodities of the labor force. I know mine did, and I'm sure many of yours did as well. During the Civil War, the fort was remained in Union control, even in the Confederate territory of Virginia. Escaped slaves started coming for liberation and renamed it Freedom's Fortress. Some 10,000 slaves made their way to the fort during the Civil War. They broke the rules, seeking to be free. Was it wrong in breaking those rules? Should they have kept their place as beasts of burden? Through the words and actions, Jesus continually reminds us what happens when we encounter the incredible, liberating Spirit of God. We can no longer live stooped over or pushed aside. We can no longer be satisfied by a limited vision of partial truths. Jesus comes to us, restores us, heals us, and then invites us to join with the full community of God in praise. And we finally see that healing and wholeness should never be postponed for any person, for our God wants us to set us all free, and there is no better time than now. Until we are all free, we are none of us free. Amen.